Well, hello everyone, and welcome back. Today is Friday, September 5th, 2014. My name is Angela Walton-Raji, and this is the African Roots Podcast. Remember, you can always reach me at africanrootspodcast@gmail.com. Well, everybody, hello and welcome back. September is here, the very first broadcast or podcast for the fall season. Yeah, fall season. Not my favorite time of the year, although the colors are pretty. But at least the weather still feels warm, and I'm very happy about that because, yes, I am a warm weather person. I I'm not fond of being cold. So what can one say? Anyway, hey, things are going on. I hope you have had a good week, and I want to start out by just pointing out that these next 2 months are going to be really, really packed. There are workshops for the fall. There are conferences coming up. Pittsburgh, Chicago. There are events going on in Maryland. Oh gosh, so many things. I'm preparing for a webinar that's going to be in about 2 weeks, in fact. So a lot of things are going on. And this weekend in Alexandria, Virginia, actually, it's going on right now. There are going to be a series of lectures celebrating the heritage of African Americans in Alexandria, Virginia, and particularly they're celebrating the dedication of a brand new memorial, the Contrabands and Freedmen Cemetery Memorial. Actually, events started on Wednesday of this week, on the 3rd, and they are going to continue through the weekend. Now, tomorrow, which is Saturday, there's going to be a dedication of this new memorial on Washington and Church Street in Alexandria. And then on Sunday, there are going to be several events that are going to take place at area churches. And particularly, these are churches where a number of descendants of some of the founders of those churches are going to be attending. So if you're in the greater Washington, D.C. area and or Northern Virginia, I think you want to be aware of what's going on. This is a festive weekend, and I think it's something that you may want to explore and you want to check out these events. I want to thank Char McCargo-Ba for sharing this information with me. And as many of you already know, Char Ba has been actively researching and working to preserve the African American history of Alexandria, Virginia for many, many years. So I'm thrilled to share with you just information about the dedication of this memorial. This is something that is a long time in coming, but what a wonderful, wonderful thing to hear about. By the way, on September 17th, there's going to be a webinar, and this webinar is free. And yes, I'm taking a moment for just a tiny bit of shameless self-promotion. Of course, I'm kidding, but I am serious too. The Georgia State Archives is going to host a webinar on finding African American families on online databases and websites. I will be talking primarily about how to really use some of the popular websites, but to find the families that you're looking for, how to tweak those databases to get the information that you're seeking, and some methods that I use on the large databases, the large websites, as well as some of the smaller localized websites as well. And maybe there will be some ideas that you may also pick up from that. So that will be at 8 p.m. on the 17th of September on the Georgia State Archives website. And I'll put a link there for you. I hope that you will tune in, and I hope that you will find it interesting as well. Well, I was very happy to hear that the annual virtual genealogy fair hosted by the National Archives has been announced, and it's going to take place October 28th, 29th, and 30th. This is going to be free, of course. Online access is going to be free. And you've heard me mention these fairs. Well, it's all going to be streamed live on the internet. And which is really cool because they're all going to be streamed live as they unfold on YouTube. And the presenters of these workshops will be members of the National Archives staff from around the country. And that's kind of a neat thing. So it's not just going to be presenters from the Washington, D.C. downtown facility on Pennsylvania Avenue, but there are going to be presenters from some of the other repositories. And also from the U.S. Citizen and Naturalization Services as well. So if you have that chance to tune in on one or all of those 3 days, I hope that you will. I have attended the fair when it used to be a live in-person fair that one actually had to go to the archives. That was a lot of fun. But since they have been going online, it's still been good to be able to get those lectures as well. And it is pointed out that these lectures will be of interest for both beginning and experienced genealogists. So, hey, tune in. Again, that's October 28th through the 30th, live on YouTube. I'll have a link for you. If you click on the link right now, I think it gives you a countdown, you know, how many days are left and hours and seconds. So it's kind of interesting to see that as well. Well, many of us know Melvin Collier, who's recently, well, in the last year or so, moved to Northern Virginia. Well, Melvin has recently announced his upcoming lectures for October. He will be speaking at the annual conference of the Chicago African American Genealogical and Historical Society. That's coming up, of course, in October. In fact, their conference is going to be, it's going to be an exciting one because, they have quite a few good speakers. And I've had a chance to be there, and I must say, these are extremely hospitable people there. But this is October the 10th. And 11th in Chicago at the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints on South University Avenue. So Melvin, of course, is speaking, and also one of their keynote presenters is Michael Henderson, author of Got Proof, My Genealogical Journey Through the Use of Documentation. They also have, I'll put a link to their website for you, they have a list of all of their speakers, including Melvin, whom I've mentioned, How to Plan Your Research Trip, Desiree Booker is presenting, and there's also going to be a specialty workshop on tracking your ancestors using Excel and Google Earth. This is a hands-on workshop, and there is a pre-registration that is required for that. I think this is really kind of different, and I'm excited to see that they're doing something really very unique and that you don't always see. And, of course, you also have a chance to hear Evelyn Neighbors talking about publishing your family history, a practical approach. And, of course, you get a chance to hear Melvin Collier again. And there's going to be an interesting presentation by Roland Miller, who is a Maggie alumnus, African Americans in the Western Territorial Region, Missouri, Oklahoma, Nebraska, and Kansas. Should be very, very interesting as well. So, hey, you know, I've had a chance myself to experience what goes on with the folks in Chicago, and they do have a wonderful conference every year. And so, folks in the Midwest, I know you're going to enjoy that. Now, not only is Melvin Collier speaking there, Melvin is also speaking at a major event coming up also in Indianapolis, Indiana, the Indiana African American Genealogy Society. It's also bringing Melvin to speak. Melvin, as you know, is an author of 2 books, Mississippi to Africa and 150 Years Later, A Family Reunited. He is a tremendous writer. If you've not looked at his blog, excuse me, there's always a lesson to learn when you read his. He really is a teacher, and it comes out very, very clearly in his articles. Okay, I also wanted to mention that there is going to be an event coming up in October. For those of you who are in the Mid-Atlantic area, there's going to be a festival at the Maryland State Archives. This is going to be that first Saturday in October, and it's going to be from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. It's a festival on family history and genealogy. It's really in honor of American Archives Month. And this is taking place at the Hall of Records on Road Boulevard in Annapolis, Maryland. They're going to have brick wall sessions, their lectures they are presenting as well, some tours of the State Archives, hands-on workshops, and also activities for children. So it's a family-friendly event. And I do hope that those of you in the Mid-Atlantic area will have a chance to go and explore and have a good time. It's a family-friendly day, so bring the children with you, the children, grandchildren, nieces, nephews. I think they'll enjoy it, and you never know when you may plant a few seeds for the next generation of genealogists to come. So that's something that's really exciting to see as well. You know, I teach a class, a genealogy class, once a month. It's sort of a gathering of genealogists. When we have beginners, we really actually work with them. But today was our class, and it was an exceptional class because there was a gentleman who came. He was new to the class, but a fascinating family history. And when I say fascinating family history, I mean that he has a history that is exciting because he's done a little bit of work on his own. This gentleman was researching the Foote, F-O-O-T-E, family out of Baltimore County. And it was exciting because his family is an old family that came at least as early as the early 19th century, which is what, 1800s, that have been, these individuals in his family are well documented and having been in the northern part of the county. How exciting to listen to him. Well, of course, as he would mention a name or surname, it turns out there was always some landmark in the county that bore that name, which sometimes gives us a reason to not only focus on our own immediate family, but to also look at those neighbors, those friends, those associates, those individuals with whom they had to do business, those merchants, those men and sometimes women of medicine who served the family. You can find so many things. Well, as we were talking and he was sharing things, we did a little bit of exploration. And in that class today, we also discovered, much to his surprise, that one of his ancestors was a soldier in the Civil War. Well, of course, that got me going. And I've pointed out that, you know, even if this is not a relative, this person lived in the exact same community where your ancestors were, not only bearing the same name of some of his, but obviously his immediate ancestors knew this particular man and others who were associates of his. Therefore, the incentive to conduct some research based upon this area, this community, this geographic locality, the reason is there. And sometimes it's not a matter of giving up the search for one's great-grandfather or great-great-grandparents, but it's expanding the search to encompass the people with whom they interacted. Because there, when you conduct the search on that level, is where you're going to find the stories. We had a great time in the class. The discussions were fabulous. And so I'm just sort of coming off of that experience. I was just so moved by just the kinds of things that people were sharing and how we were able to, number one, point a new member to in a new direction, but also to point out just the value of looking at the bigger picture, because it's always bigger than one family, just as it's always bigger than one person. And so it's just really great to see that there was that kind of energy and that kind of enthusiasm for individuals to really get out there and find that story. Anyway, speaking of telling stories, I'm just going to direct you to StoryCorps and tell you to pay attention. The National Day of Listening is coming up in about a month or two. You will hear me talking about that just a little bit more. But in the meantime, I want to go back to something I had mentioned. I had mentioned Chicago and their conference. Their keynote speaker is Michael Henderson. Well, let me talk a little bit about Michael since I had mentioned his name earlier. He, of course, was a guest last night on Bernie Spinnett's show. And as you know, her show airs on Thursdays on Blog Talk Radio, and he was the featured guest. And one of the things that I found that was emphasized again and again is that you should leave a legacy. Leave a legacy of some sort. Some sort. And everyone doesn't have to do it the same way. But he talked about leaving a legacy of your research. Now, we all know that everyone doesn't share the passion that we have. Everyone is not as excited about the work that we do. But after we leave this world, we need to leave something behind. And we are conducting this research for a reason. And hopefully, one of those reasons is to preserve history. So writing it, sharing it, presenting it for others to access is so important. And if you listen to him, you'll be able to, you'll just hear the passion in his voice. And he spoke about some things that I've not often mentioned, and I think it's something that perhaps can be a way for those who don't have maybe that skill set to help them write that next great book, the sequel to Roots, so to speak. He talked about the need perhaps to join a lineage society. Now, many people might say, oh, you mean like the DAR? Well, yes, we do mean that, like the DAR, if your research goes back that far, or perhaps the first, there may be an early pioneer lineage society for your state, wherever your ancestors lived. And there are numbers of lineage societies that are around. Well, for one reason, number one, to be a member of the lineage society, you have to prove that you descend, and you have to provide documentation that you descend from a person who was present when either that region was established or founded, or perhaps when a particular event such as the Revolution or another significant historical event or a military conflict took place. The fact simply being that when you join a lineage society, a genealogist, another genealogist will verify that your work is sound. And this can be so significant because sometimes we do things and we tuck it away in our books and binders and files, and that's sort of the end of it. And then perhaps after you've left this earth, someone finds it, but they can't quite make any sense or grab hold of what you were trying to convey with your documents. Well, this exercise of joining a lineage society, if you've met the qualifications, it also is a way of verifying not only the data, but also opening the door for following generations to be able to come in your footsteps and join it based upon your research as well. So that discussion that he had about the lineage society, I think, was very, very valid and very poignant. Secondly, he also suggested that you tell the stories, that you write. And again, it doesn't always have to be the next great book to hit the bestseller list, but you're still telling the story, and telling the story primarily of your journey. And I agree with him. I agree that telling the story of your journey is important. And I know, as a researcher, the kind of story that I like to read is the story of someone's research journey, not their list of names. There was a person who was in the chat room who was asking a question about, how do I put all my charts together and put all my families together neatly? And it was suggested that please don't make that become the book that you write, because those lists of families and charts although they are nice to have, simply put them in a family tree program and print them out. That's not the story. The story is how you found what you found and some of the narratives and anecdotes that you can share. You have a story of how your ancestors joined a Civil War regiment and they joined as a group, and how they decided they lived in the county and walked to the county seat, which may have been over 20 or more or 30 miles away, because they heard, number one, it was a chance to join the war and fight, but it was not the battle that they were looking for. It was the freedom that they were looking for. And that's a story to tell. And that kind of story becomes empowering. I have witnessed this myself. I have witnessed what it's been like. Younger cousins start to sit up straight, and just to watch them as the pride is just showing, as they're hearing about their great-great uncle and how they went to North Alabama to enlist in the United States Colored Infantry, and how when captured they beat the odds. They escaped, and how they escaped, the details, because this was documented in the service record. It's not something that I've made up. It's something that I can show the evidence. I can provide that for them. And that's when you get it. That's when it clicks. That's when you realize, oh my goodness, that's why I'm telling this. And that's the impact that it can have. I am a witness to that, and I can just say, oh yes, 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 tell that story. And he was so correct. Join a lineage society, perhaps to have your genealogical work verified, but also tell the stories right. It doesn't have to be the book that's going to get you mentioned in some major book review. But you're leaving a legacy still that is going to provide some enlightenment for individuals who research that community, for individuals who research that county, for individuals who research that state. Good advice. Tune into that show. It was an excellent show. It was a full house. I know she had well over 100 listeners at one point. There were 20 in the chat room, and then there were just dozens of others that she would see her bulletin board, I mean her dashboard, light up with all of these callers, people who are listening by calling in. Oh my gosh. Fantastic show. His enthusiasm was just coming through in his voice. And I strongly urge you all to listen and just tune in and get inspired. That's basically what I'm saying. It was an inspirational show to hear last night. So I hope that you will check that out. There are other things that are going on, and I'm going to put a link to just some of the events that are taking place. I know some of you are preparing for fall events for the conference in Pittsburgh at the annual conference of the African American Historical and Genealogical Society. That's going to be taking place also. It was in Pittsburgh last year, was in Nashville. And so I know that many people are preparing for that. I'm preparing for not for a long distance travel. That won't be until February, when I'm going out to Salt Lake City. But I do think that many of you will have a lot of things, certainly to keep you busy. And I'm hoping to get started on my writing projects. So, wow, fun time, exciting time. And, oh, I see the time is passing me by again so quickly. Too quickly. But still, of course, I appreciate you for tuning in, as I know you have things to keep yourself busy, and you could be doing a lot of other things. So thank you for tuning in to listen to the show. And also thank you for sharing some of those events. I want to also mention that the project is still continuing. The gentleman that I mentioned about 2 weeks ago from Denmark, who has been working to assist these are children of American soldiers who were left behind in Vietnam. And one is the story of a young girl, Cynthia, she was named Cynthia by her father. Her father was an American soldier stationed in Vietnam, and he did survive the war, thankfully, and came back to the States, but she's not seen her father since infancy, and she's looking for him. So he's trying to reunite this young lady with her father, Sidney L. Boyd, possibly of Mississippi, or Alabama, rather. And hopefully, I will put a link at least to his site. And if you know anyone who has a connection to the Boyds of Alabama, I believe Montgomery, just drop me a quick note and I'll pass it on to this gentleman who's working out of Denmark, as I said, to help children of American service people connect with their families in America. Anyway, that is ongoing. Don't forget the indexing project as well. Oh my gosh, please continue to work to get those records indexed by the Family Search website. And of course, I'm referring to the indexing project of the Freedmen's Bureau, that is Record Group 105. Well, time is running out. It's time for me to wind it up again. Thanks for listening. Oh my gosh, have a great week of research. School is in session. Drive carefully. The children are out there. And of course, please continue to do what you do. And you know what that is. Keep researching, keep documenting, and yes, always keep sharing what you find. Be well and be safe, and I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.